I'm Gene DeLisio with a Cloverbelt Conference sports update for Friday, February 13th from WOSQFM.com. In Cloverbelt Conference boys basketball on Thursday in the Eastern Cloverbelt Conference, Columbus down Colby 84-65. Columbus led by Carter Summer with 25 points. Ben Whalen scored 23. Ray Becker tossed in 12, and Mac Konichny added 10. For Colby, Reed Fleischman scored 18 points, and Luke Hanula added 10. Other boys' games in the Eastern Cloverbelt on Thursday, Owen Withy beat Spencer 75-53. Loyal outscored Gilman 68-52. And Nielsville down Greenwood-Granton 80-16. In the Western Cloverbelt, Elk Mound beat Thorpe 70-56. Stanley Boyd turned back Cadott 64-42. Regis outscored McDonald 62-51. And Fall Creek beat Bloomer 67-52. Fall Creek led by Miles Schmigdahl with 22 points. Jackson Tangley scored 19. Josh Wright 11 for the Crickets. Meanwhile, in Eastern Cloverbelt Conference girls basketball on Thursday, Nielsville clinched the conference championship by defeating Columbus 64-26. For Nielsville, Maddie Davil scored 19 points. Tessa Warren added 15. Jessica Kuhn tossed in 12. Columbus led by Ellie Gardner, who scored 11 points in that ball game. On the basketball schedule for Friday night, one boys game in the Western Cloverbelt, and that's Elk Mound at Stanley Boyd starting at 7 p.m. Girls basketball in the Eastern Cloverbelt on Friday. Columbus plays at Loyal, game time 7 p.m. That broadcast begins at 6:45 on Friday evening on AM 1450 and FM 98.7 WDLB and WDLBAM.com. Other girls' games in the Eastern Cloverbelt on Friday. Greenwood-Granton is at Colby, Gilman at Owen Withy, and Nielsville plays at Spencer Friday at 7 p.m. Coverage of that game begins Friday at 6:45 on 92.7 FM WPKG. Now, basketball coaches like Nielsville girls basketball coach John Geyer are asking their ball players to do more off-season work on their own these days.
Absolutely. We ask them to do that, and, you know, it's a different world. You don't see kids out in front of their houses shooting baskets as much as you used to, certainly when I was a kid or even a generation ago. Our kids now have been raised, you know, that where everything has to be organized for them. So it's a lot tougher to get kids to buy into doing things individually. But we did give our kids some drills and some shooting things that they could do individually. I know some of our kids did those things. We also talked about, you know, getting their bodies ready for the season as far as strength and speed. And hopefully they were able to get some of those things done as well.
Nielsville High School girls basketball coach John Geyer. Girls basketball on Friday in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. Regis plays at Thorpe. Stanley Boyd is at McDonald, and Cadott is at Bloomer. A college basketball result to pass along from Wednesday. The Concordia of Mequon women's basketball team beat Illinois Tech on Wednesday 59-28. Owen Withy's Kendall Whaler had 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist in that ball game for Concordia. And that is our Cloverbelt Conference sports update for Friday, February 13th. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.